Today on Take 5, we talk about challenges facing young farmers. We talk with Anne-Marie Moss with the Oregon Farm Bureau and Oregon Congressman Greg Walden.
Every realm of public policy, from land use to labor issues to water to taxes, directly impacts agriculture producers' ability to farm. So,
Anne-Marie Moss with the Oregon Farm Bureau says the results showed an even split when it comes to concerns about top challenges they face. Those two top concerns are government red tape and the lack of available land.
When all of these new laws and regulations happen all across the board there, they can drastically cause a lot of new costs for farmers, and it's just hard for them to keep up with them, A, just to make sure they're compliant, and B, it's expensive. So that's why those are a concern. And one of Farm Bureau's main objectives is to communicate farmers' and ranchers' perspectives to lawmakers so they don't forget about us and ultimately regulate us out of business. And regarding land base, it's expensive. It takes a lot of capital to buy new farmland, and for a new farmer to get into agriculture, or for an existing farm to expand. And there's a lot of so much capital in a farm is tied up in input costs, which are things like feed for animals, fertilizer, fuel for the equipment. They don't have a lot of extra money to invest in anything else. The profit margins are really tight. So that is always a big challenge.
And we have to change that attitude in government. We need to be competitive both locally and internationally and get the jobs going here.
There was a survey that just came out of young farmers. These were farmers aged 18 to 35, and they said that regulation and red tape was their biggest challenge that they're facing.
Well, and you can't blame them for believing red tape and regulation's a threat. We've been fighting back on the Obama administration's proposed farm labor rules that would have prohibited young kids, and I'm talking 15, 16-year-olds, you know, 14, 15. I grew up on a cherry orchard in the Dalles. I was changing water line at age 8 and 9 and 10, not very effectively, but I was out there unplugging the sprinklers, all this. I was helping move cherry boxes. I mean, I hoed weeds. I, you know, did all that stuff. Well, this rule that was coming out of the Department of Labor said you could only do that as a kid on your own farm if it was only owned by your parents. So now you know how farms work. You may be in a partnership with your brother, so that means that's your uncle for the kid. Well, now you can you work on your own farm if your uncle owns part of it? Well, not under the rules the way they were drafted. I mean, things like that. Then they had these dust rules. Oh, we're not going after farm dust. Well, they were. And so I heard from ranchers in southeastern Oregon said, you know, we go to move our cattle, they'll kick up enough dust. We're afraid that might trigger the EPA to come in on top of us. Wheat growers, eastern Oregon, Pendleton said, you know, we may have to drag a mister behind our equipment to hold the dust down. If we had, one rancher told me, he said, if we had that much water out here, we wouldn't call it dry land wheat. You know, I mean, it just... And now there are these new setbacks, additional setbacks on spray drift that, you know, these are products that are already labeled. There's already management. Now a new level of regulation. And the Oregon Department of Agriculture said if enforced fully, it could take 2/3 of Oregon's farmland out of production. Out of production. And so, you know, if you're thinking about, gee, do I want to follow my father and grandfather on the farm? You go, they didn't face all this stuff. How am I going to compete? And I have to compete in a world economy as well, where there's some opportunities in other countries where they don't have any of those sorts of rules and regulations.
Still, with all the challenges, these young farmers appear to be a hardy bunch, and we're still optimistic overall. Anne-Marie Moss explains.
Respondees to this survey, 94% said they are better off than they were 5 years ago. And 96% considered themselves lifetime farmers, while 98% would like to see their children follow in their footsteps.
The young farmers and ranchers ages 18 to 35 took the survey in Michigan during a national convention. This has been Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.